talk about because of the time jump.
Yeah.
And with the
I'm sure you're having a hard time with it too.
So
what you can say and what you can't.
Yeah. Well, we kind of found a little, I feel like the best way to put it is with our time jump, it's probably the worst thing that could have happened. Our storyline is couldn't be worse other than him or me dying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we really go through it. It's not just like a routine colonoscopy or something.
It's, truly, it's like truly, a major.
Yeah, it's a major, major incident. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I'm a nurse, sorry.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad I got to
give her that segue.
Yeah.
Did they end up having to do stuff with the little girl who plays Ari, like to age the kids, or not really, because it was only a year? Or
no, they aged.
I don't know.
The twins are now, are unfortunately gone.
Oh, they're gone.
But they're, and we really miss them. So you watch them grow up from like 6 months old, and their family was great. But now we have this other amazing actress who's 10. So they went from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
I think that's going to help with the story.
Yeah, I think so. And they do that all the time, right?
They do that all the time.
Somebody's like 20.
They age them up like real fast. So.
That's cool. Yeah.
Like Will.
Like me, I benefited from that for sure.
Yeah.
I think, but we're getting old. I mean, how old are our characters?
I don't know, like 45.
I think so.
Funny. Yeah. What did you think? I thought when they had we're gonna take. I know it was so long ago for you, but when they were gonna take Kate's heart out. And it was like, you guys were kind of like, yeah, well, like,
That was rough. Yeah, they're not ready to say goodbye to grandma. They're going to harvest her organs. Like, she's still alive. What the hell?
I know. They're like, let's just cut her heart out.
Yeah, and use it. Yeah. Wow.
I remember that.
You don't?
Kate?
Yeah, remember?
She got shot. She was in, like, a coma. Like, we didn't know if she was going
to.
And Julie needed, a heart transplant. And they're like, well, let's just use Kate's heart. And Will's like, what? Wait a second.
Was I involved in that?
You're with them.
You're with them.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
That actually slipped. That one slipped my mind. Oh,
it's so funny. A lot.
So they were wheeling Kate to the ER.
Yeah, they had
Lucas was back, and she wakes up.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was great.
Yeah. Right when they're about to harvest.
It's her grandson ready to give up that heart.
That's the best time to wake up.
Right.
Kind of wild. That's when Brian
was back.
Yeah. I know it's been a while because you guys are so far ahead.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff though. We have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Very very pleased.
Still have a good fan reaction. Does it seem like?
I feel so. Yeah, it's just growing because we've been around now for so long.
And
I think it's kind of like cool when you, if you're new and we were like the younger couple and we were also breaking ground. I mean, we really told like a really great, tasteful story about love, and that was that portion, you know. Didn't bring up like
definitely the
losing
couple.
Virginity or anything. We didn't bring up anything crazy like that.
But
they showed this like friendship blossom, and then they.
Well, we sort of did. We had that like talk. Remember, like it was Will's first time with a man.
Yeah.
We did have that discussion.
They just did it so well, and I think now that we've broken up so many times and gotten back together, it's building this bond between us, and we've really made a mark. And I feel like a power couple, and it's really cool because
but you can't be happy for too long, right?
No, of course not, because it's Salem, and the gods of Salem don't allow you to be happy
more than
4 episodes max.
Yeah, because happy's boring.
Right? It's so, drama. People don't tune in to watch a bunch of happy people with nothing going on in their lives.
Watching Netflix.
Yeah.
You want drama.
Yeah.
What's
like one interesting thing or fun fact about you that most people wouldn't know?
Or one thing.
About us personally?
Just personally. Anything interesting you've done or...
Holy crap.
I know, I'm stumping everyone.
Where'd you go recently? You've been traveling.
I went to Iceland.
Oh, wow. Did you see the northern lights?
No, I went during the summer when it never got dark. Yeah, I went with my brother and drove around in like a little camper van. So yeah, I guess that'd be
nice.
It never gets dark?
Didn't get dark, no. You know, what's crazy is that we stopped over in the capital of Reykjavik, and we went to a bar, and there was, okay, so there was this like, what do you call it, like the roulette wheel that you spin, you pay like the price of two beers, and you get to spin the wheel, and it has all these different options on it. So of course we spinned it, and it landed on five shots.
My
brother and I were like, well, we got to knock these back. And so anyway, we stumbled out of the bar, finally, because we met some locals, and they were, you know, giving us like fermented shark fin and some other like drinks, and we stumbled outside at, you know, 4 a.m, getting ready to go like try and like go sleep in our van, and it's bright outside, and everyone's, and I remember thinking, because I see a bunch of other, you know, bar goers who have had, you know, drinks throughout the night, and how sloppy everybody looks. And I remember thinking, like, this is not how it's meant to be. Like, we need the cover of darkness to, like, hide our shame, basically. Because when you walk outside, it's broad daylight, and you're like, we are juiced. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah.
I've never been to Ireland. That'd be cool.
Iceland.
Or Iceland.
Yeah.
I think you said Ireland.
Maybe that's on my bucket list.
I've been to Ireland, too, though. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Also, yeah. I highly recommend it. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No, that was interesting. Yeah. She just keeps giving us
the... Oh, my bad.
Wrap it up, too.
Yeah, what about your interesting thing?
Anything, like, just something fun fact about you or something new?
I can juggle.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Prove it.
If I had three bottles, I couldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I share a lot. I feel like I share a lot on my social side.
Yeah, and you have a lot of podcast or shit.
Yeah, you have a lot of
you do, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I have a little passion project. My fiance do a podcast, so that's like a lot of fun for us. And we're, you know, we found a new hobby, so it's cool.
Yeah, and you're from Ohio.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, cool.
We got hit by this.